to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. It's good to be with you one more time. And today we are looking at session 7. This is the last lesson in our study, Essentials of Christianity. The title of our session today is The Return of Jesus. You know, this is a topic that has been debated, over and over again, not just with non-believers, but with believers. But the Bible is clear about this. Jesus will return one day, and he will judge the wicked, reward us, those that follow him, and he will set up his eternal kingdom. The promise of Jesus' return should give us hope. It should encourage us every day to remain faithful to God in this life. So our Bible verses today are coming from Matthew, and it's Matthew 24, verses 3 through 8. 29 through 32, and 42 through 44. Mark, what is the point of this lesson?
All right, our point for today is Jesus will return to establish his eternal kingdom. And so let's get right into this, and let me start with Matthew 24, verses 3 through 8, and it says, "While he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples approached him privately and said, 'Tell us, when will these things happen? And what is the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' Jesus replied to them, 'Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Messiah, and they will deceive many. You are going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, because these things must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these events are the beginning of the labor pains." And so our first section is signs point to Christ's return. Signs point to Christ's return. And so this is great lesson. Everybody has something to say about this whole idea of Christ's return, what it means, how he's coming back, when he's coming back, where he's coming back. And so what I say is that the first thing I would say, we don't know. We know he is coming back, but we don't know exactly when, we don't know exactly where, but there are signs for his coming. And so I'm grateful for that. And he kind of lists some of them here. Wars, I said, don't be alarmed. Earthquakes, don't be alarmed by that. Famines, all of this is just the beginning of the labor pains, signs that Jesus is one day coming back for his church. What are you thinking, Christina?
Well, you know, Mark, as I was listening to you read this, I was thinking how interesting it is that Jesus was telling the disciples about his second return, and he had not left yet. But you know, what Jesus shared is just as you said, Mark, not so much a specific date, but what he was talking about was living a consistent life, walking with him through the Holy Spirit. We learned about the Holy Spirit at our last lesson. So walking with God through the Holy Spirit. So no matter when he returns, we will be ready. A lot of the signs that was mentioned here that you've mentioned, Mark, have occurred or are occurring today. And so I believe that's where a lot of the confusion comes in. But we should just, you know, continue our walk, do what God has called us to do, And this consistency will keep us from being afraid.
All right, great. So there are signs, and we get to see them every day. You know, different times, different catastrophes happen, and somebody say, "Oh, Jesus is coming back soon." And the truth is, yes, he is coming back soon. We just don't know when soon is. So Jesus will come back again. That's the second point. There are signs, but Jesus will come back again. Let me start at verse number 29. And it says, immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not shed its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the people of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a loud trumpet, and they will gather his elect from the four winds and one end of the sky to the other. And so here's the promise that he is coming back. So sometimes people say, well, it's been 2,000 years now since Jesus left, but that doesn't matter. He is coming back. So in 2 Peter, it says that don't be surprised at this. God actually allows time to be lengthened in order to get more people into the kingdom of God. So the reason that he hasn't coming back is because there are some people who need to know him that haven't come to know him yet. And so we need to be busy getting the gospel message out to everybody who needs to hear it, because he is coming back again. What are you thinking, Christina?
Yes, that's absolutely right. Jesus will come back again. And when he comes, it sounds like it's going to be very dramatic. But have you ever wondered, Mark, about how we're all going to see all of that take place at the same time? I have. That's something that I've thought about often. But then I realized that because of technology, everyone in the world can see something happening at the same time. I don't know. I'm just, you know how we try to make things up sometimes. But the point here is that, as you said, a lot of unbelievers will not be going back with him, or will not benefit this. This will be a time of joy for believers, but it will be a time of reckoning for those who don't believe, because they will realize that they're on the wrong side. This is the reason we should pray so hard, work so hard, for our families, our friends, and others who don't know Christ.
Right, verse 31 says he's not going to gather everybody, but he will gather his elect from the four winds and from one end of the sky to another. And so that's a great promise for those who have a personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. That's important. So if I knew a train was coming to the station, I would want to make sure I had my ticket before the train got there. That's what this is saying. He is coming back. He is on schedule. We just don't know what the schedule is. And so get your reservation, get your ticket, get your life blood washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, so you'll be ready when he comes. So there are signs that point to the Christ's return. Jesus will come back again. And so be ready for Christ's return. Verse 42 and following, it says, therefore be alert, since you don't know what day your Lord is coming. But know this, if the homeowner had known what time the thief was coming, he would have stayed alert and not let the house be broken into. This is why you are also to be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And so there's the message right there, that it is important for us to be ready, to be diligent, to be ready, to have our hearts right, to have our sins confessed, to have our lives in alignment with the Almighty, because we don't know when Christ is coming back. It may be this afternoon. It may be before we finish this podcast. It may be tomorrow, or it may be 10 years from now or 10,000 years from now. We don't know. And so our obligation is not to know when. It is simply to be ready when he comes. What are you thinking, Christina? You ready?
I am ready, Mark. I am ready. But you know, this reminds me of getting ready in another area where I participated. I was a dancer years ago for the Atlanta Dance Theater. And so at concerts, we as performers had to stand on the stage in the wings, watching for our cue to go on stage. But before we went on stage, a lot had to be done. Hair, makeup, costumes, props, warming up. If these things were not done, then the dancers could not be in the wings waiting for their cues. Christ's return will be the great act of the century. A lot needs to be done in preparation. Have we done what we need to do? Have we done, or are we doing the work he's called us to do? As you said, Mark, are we prayed up? Is our soul satisfied? If we can't say yes to these questions, then we will miss our cue when Christ returns. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. And I pray that every believer will understand that we have to be ready. What do you say, Mark?
Yeah, so I don't care if you are premillennial, postmillennial, amillennial, pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. It doesn't matter what your view is on when and how he comes back. But this is what we know. That the Bible says there will be signs of Jesus' return. There is the promise that he will return, and that we, none of us, are sure exactly when that is. And so we, third, is that we have the obligation to be ready when he comes. Don't put it off. Don't delay. Don't wait. If you haven't made a decision for Jesus Christ, I'd make that decision right now so that I would be ready when he comes. And so this is going to be a great lesson. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of conversation around this one when people get together and talk about this lesson on the return of Jesus Christ. And so it's going to be great. And so if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment because Christina is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I just want to remind each of you that because people need to be ready, that's one more reason we need to have them in small groups studying around the Word of God. And you can get your copy of the U Bible Study Curriculum at lifeway.com/YOU. Lifeway.com/U. It is designed for us and by us. It is available in paper and in the digital formats. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. And so there's something for everybody. Come on, Christina, and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay. Our teaching tip for today is several teaching tips rolled into one. First of all, as Mark just said, this is a controversial topic. So it may be beneficial for you to look up information about Jesus' second coming and be ready to report on and answer questions about it. And then, since this is the last session in this unit of study, Essentials of Christianity, it may be helpful to look back at all of the sessions and provide an overview, but also look ahead to look at the next unit of study, which is how to share Christ. Give the class a quick overview of this next unit. This will also be great information to email to class members and invite prospects or members who have not been attending on a regular basis to join you in class. That's it, Mark.
All right. Thank you so very much. And I hope that you get to study this lesson before Jesus returns. But if he returns before you get to study this lesson, it's even better. Huh? For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And so we're grateful, grateful, grateful. So thank you, friends. Join us again the next time, Lord willing, if he doesn't return, join us for our next You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.